glad that he did pay the ransom in full. Amen. Nothing left for us to pay. Nothing for us to add to it. We can't add to it nor take away from it, can't we? Amen. Man may try to, but he'll get himself in trouble. to think that man could have really any part in the payment of his sin is lunatic, really, to think that. The man that fell, you know, that made the choice to have then, you know, we have no righteousness to get, you know, to give. Nothing. We have nothing to give. No sacrifice on our part is good enough. That's why Christ had to come. He had to be sinless. He had to be the Son of God. Couldn't be you know, the best man walking on the planet. And there were some good ones. Man born of a woman, there's none greater than John the Baptist. And he recognized that he was far short of even being worthy to even loose the shoes on Jesus' feet. Amen. So there's nothing that you and I can attribute to our salvation. If you've got your Bible, look with me in 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4 and a very, very familiar chapter. And I love reading these chapters. I always get something something more. In God's Word, no matter how much you read something, there's always something more to be gleaned. God can give you another thought to think about. And look what he said in verse 1 of 1 Timothy. Did I say 1 Timothy chapter 4? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit, that's the Spirit of God, speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's as far as I want to read. I love looking at the language of each apostle, each writer, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and how that our God is put things together. And the words, I love looking at the words and how that they run together, sometimes verse after verse, making a bold statement. And I want us to look tonight about this thought. I mean, he said that, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And so, you know, what I'm really wanting to look at in this chapter tonight is the opposition to apostasy through hearing. Everything that you and I hear, it affects us. It affects us one way or another. We are saved by the hearing of faith. Lot was vexed in hearing. That is an avenue, just one avenue, that we must guard what we allow to come into it. And, you know, if there are people in the last days, the Spirit speaketh. He's wanting us to hear. And He speaks expressly, which means in express words, openly, is what He was, you know, wanted the church to know fully of this one thing. He speaketh expressly, openly, manifestly. He's really trying to get their attention that this is going to be an issue in the last days. This is going to be a warfare in the last days. This is what's going to cause some to depart from the faith. To depart from the faith. And you can believe what the Spirit of God says is right. Amen. You're not talking about somebody that may just, you know, try to prophesy like some man today. No, this is the Holy Ghost saying, I know this is what's going to happen in the last days. And He's wanting you and I to hear, to really hear, to really take it in to that that avenue of hearing. Now listen, He's not talking about just having ears. You can have ears and not hear. When He's talking about hearing and Him speaking expressly, it means He wants us to pay attention expressly to what He's saying. And He wants us to take to heart what He's saying. I mean, you can let something go in one ear and right out the other, but that's not hearing. I mean, to really hear, have you ever had somebody say, I mean, something very important and say, are you hearing what I'm saying? And you really do, you hear. And you take it to heart. And you take it to into your life. It becomes a part of what you are and who you are. And so again, that's how we are saved, is we hear by faith. Faith cometh by hearing. And that's when we really take to heart the Word of God. I mean, I'd heard a lot of times, you know, the Word, but it went in one ear and out the next. Are you listening? I never really took to heart what was before me until the day I got saved. And the same with you. The day that you got saved, you took to heart what you'd been hearing. I mean, really, you really heard. And you believed. And that faith. So the Spirit, He is the speaker of this. It's the Spirit speaking expressly. He is the one that is directing our attention toward this. That in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, that which you and I had heard, that which had been preached, anything that has to do with the avenue of our hearing,
even the speaking. Someone has to speak. How shall they hear without a preacher? Someone has to speak for us to hear. And so he's encapsulating the whole thing, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. There'll be preachers quit preaching, and there'll be people quit believing in the last days. Some shall depart from the faith. What they have heard, they no longer want to hear, or they no longer believe. And we're in that generation. There are less that believe in God and Christ and the Holy Ghost and salvation today than there ever have been. More today. People have departed from the faith. They say, in America, and this is a nation that's supposed to be built on In God We Trust. This is supposed to be a Christian nation, and it's less Christian today than it ever has been. Departing from the faith. The faith. Look how many are truly presenting what people could hear and believe and be saved with in this nation alone. And look how many have departed from speaking anything about true salvation, let alone hearing about true salvation. And so the Spirit is speaking expressly of this problem in the latter times. Some shall depart from the faith. It was being fulfilled. It's still being fulfilled. It's an end time revelation, departing from the faith. It'll go on and it'll continue going on. The Spirit speaketh expressly in the latter times. And we're in the latter times. The latter times. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. How does a spirit seduce? What is a doctrine of a devil? Well, these are things that are whispered or spoken. These are things that are introduced to society, introduced to the hearer. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I mean, today, people are being led away with seducing spirits. I mean, just look around us. How many people are hearing things that, you know, you can do this or you can be this, or, you know, you don't have to just be like this. You can, they're seducing. A young generation especially, seducing through what they're hearing. Listen, that's what is so masterfully sinful about a lot of these social media right now. It's because it's pumping our kids' ears and eyes full of seducing things. And it's these seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I mean doctrine. I mean, they're talking about things that the devil has used, and they'll even quote men. This is so-and-so's tactics that they used years ago are now being used again by this generation. It's a little more than tactics. It's doctrines. Doctrines. Doctrines of devils. And, you know, we think that doctrines of devils, and it does, it starts there. You have religion and they say the name Jesus, but he's another Jesus. You know that. And it's all in what they're giving. There's no repentance and salvation. There's no turning from sin. You come like you are and you leave
just who you are. God accepts you for you and for who you are. And those are doctrines of devils. But it's also more than that. It's more than just that. It's not just like twisting the scripture. That is doctrines of devils. Bluntly, you and I can see. I mean, Bible students can see. People that believe God's word can see when something is a doctrine of the devil, when it's twisted the word of God. But how about when it gets outside of the word of God? And they start telling them things, wicked things, other worldly things, things that have to do with principalities and powers. Are you listening to me? Satan is being offered more to people today, are you listening to me, than ever before. And his way. Doctrines of devils. It's what their doctrine. You have to hear it. Refuse it. Listen, if you see something or you hear something, refuse it. Don't let that mess come into your that pathway. Listen, that belongs for God and his word. Don't let the smut and the filth and the doctrines of death and the seducing things enter your ears. You have to guard yourself. We have to guard ourselves. The Spirit is speaking expressly. Now listen, a minister has to be careful in how we teach against these things. The Holy Spirit gives us a great example. He's not going and, using exactly what many of them, you know, he didn't talk about necessarily all of the gods that they worshiped and all of the rituals right down, you know, to the exact of what they did during the rituals and so forth. He didn't say that. But he did say what they do, they are speaking lies in hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. I mean, they've let stuff come into their ears and into their minds so much that it has seared their conscience. But what they're doing, their doctrines, and that they're seducing with, saying this is the way, this is better, they're lies. And they're speaking them lies in hypocrisy because they know it's not fulfilled them yet. Yet they promise that it will fulfill. They make great promises of those things. And so you see how the Spirit of God gives a base of what they, you know, what they're doing. They're speaking lies. He don't have to get into each and every lie that they've spoken. Each and every seductful avenue that they've used. He doesn't have to explain those, you know, in very, very great detail. He doesn't have to do that. And so we don't do that. We shouldn't do that. But we can say what they are doing is they're giving heed to these seducing spirits and they're speaking lies to the people that are listening to them. Lies going into your ears. Don't let those lies go into your ears. You know what the communists used to say? If you tell a lie long enough, it becomes true. You can just lie, 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 keep lying, lie, 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 keep saying the same lie, 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 and people will eventually accept it as true. Speaking lies in hypocrisy. It's amazing what people will believe today. Lies, blatant lies, perverted, vulgar, seducing things. Are you listening to me? Seducing the mind, seducing spirits. He gives another example, forbidding to marry and commanding. Strong language to command. To abstain from meats. See, they want to change your trajectory. They want you to actually start acting upon these doctrines. Act upon it. Commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving. Of them which believe and know the truth. Do you see where the hearing comes in? Them which believe and know the truth that had been spoken to them. These things that you and I are to receive with thanksgiving. You know what they're trying to do? They are going to try to cease this generation from giving God the glory in anything by commanding that they change their life, their trajectory, and begin to do something else. Why? So that they don't give God thanks for what is right. So that they don't praise God for what is to be given thanks for. There are certain things that mankind, woman, should give God thanks for. And they don't want you to do that. What do we give God thanks for, preacher? The food? Well, of course, the food, that's what one thing he's talking about. But greater than that, the Lamb of God. Thank you, God, for your Son. Bless your holy name. They don't want you giving thanks to God for His Son, for the sacrifice, for the Lamb that was slain. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. That which God has said and that which we have offered thanks for. They want to give lying commands to seduce people with certain things, speaking these lies. Why? To do away with the Word of God, our authority, and our giving of thanks to God for His Word. That which we have heard, that which we have received, that which we have believed in faith, that which saved our souls. Amen. This is how you and I will oppose apostasy, through hearing. It's what we hear, how we hear, how we tell others, what we might put before others. Listen, if I've got time to tell somebody about Jesus coming to this earth, living a sinless life, dying on the cross for their sins, and being buried and rose again, I'm not going to spend all my time talking to them about Satanism. If I know they're already captured, you know, in some great immorality, I'm not going to spend all my time on that. I'm going to try to show them the truth. Let them hear something that might save them. The hearing of faith. They heard that and believed it, and they're on their way to damnation. The only remedy is something they can hear that'll bring the light of God to their soul. So you and I, verse 6, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. That you and I have attained or received or gained through hearing, we now offer it up to our brothers and sisters in Christ. That words of faith, good doctrine, that's what we need to hear. Words of faith, good doctrine. In this day of apostasy, you and I need to come here and hear something sound. Amen. Sound. We need to be sound in faith. Words of faith and good doctrine. Good doctrine. That's what drives out apostasy. That's what will keep you and I from lingering over in these last days. Because make no mistake, the devil would like to sift us as wheat. Love to sift us as wheat. And where would he just as soon go? Listen, he's got a lot of these that, you know, they've got buildings, but they don't have God in the building. He's got them. Where's he going to go? He's going to try to come somewhere like this. And if it's just like a wolf or like a lion, if it's just one weak lamb, one weak or injured sheep to seduce them out into something else. Do you remember what Jesus said in the last days? He said that one man said, "My Lord delayeth his coming." And what did he begin to do? He began to eat and to drink with the drunken. Can you believe that? He was seduced to do that. And there's a lot more to that proverb or parable, whatever, however you want to make mention of it. But I'm saying these seducers come to places, and our words of faith and good doctrine is what we need to hear. He says, but refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Exercise unto thyself rather unto godliness. What does that have to do with refusing profane and old wives' fables? It's because the godly child of God will say, "Don't talk like that. I don't want to hear that." Amen. Don't speak of those things. That's witchcraft, or that's I tell you, there's a lot of people in these mountains, and I know they've got a case of, what is it? Like, you know, don't walk under a ladder, don't let a black cat come. Superstition. Don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. Don't entertain things like that. Refuse those things. Well, my granddaddy said, and he broke his leg. I don't care what happened. Refuse that. There's nothing in the Bible about that. Amen? God's not giving us the spirit of fear. We don't walk by superstition. We walk by sound doctrine. Good words, amen. The word of God, that's what you and I live by. The just shall live by superstition. No. The just shall live by faith. Amen. Faith in God's word. Faith in what is sound. Faith in what's strong. Amen. Don't live by that stuff. I had a friend, he is a Cherokee Indian, and he'd talk about all this superstition and stuff that the Cherokees believed. I mean, talking all kinds of crazy stuff. Saying there's little people that lived out in the woods, and you know, only so many people's ever seen them, and this and that and other. And I said, "Dear Lord, son, don't you see what that's superstition? They want you to go crazy out of your head looking for something like that. That's demonic is what that is. Amen? Demonic. Thank God. If I'm out in the woods, it's me and God in the woods with whatever animal God created. Amen? Lord, help us. But they talk all kinds. I mean, just people, you wouldn't believe the crazy stuff that they come up with. Don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. Don't entertain that. Amen? Refuse profane and old wives' fables. Exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. You know what godliness is? That which you and I have heard from God, we apply it and practice it in our life. That's what godliness is. We put on the coat of righteousness, of godliness. Amen? God says, do this, we do it. God says, don't do this, we don't do this. Amen. Whatever it is that the Lord has asked out of it that you and I have heard. Amen. If we've heard it, we live by it and apply it. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's what Jesus said. Just like bodily exercise profits a little, spiritual exercise, it'll profit you in all things. Amen. It will help you and I defeat the enemy that's going to bring apostasy upon these days. We might help save somebody. You know what I'm talking about. I can't save a soul and you can't save a soul. I'm talking about save them from hurt, save them from damage. Amen. Save them from going down the wrong way. What time is it? I got to hurry. Ain't no way I can get all this. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. How do we believe? Through hearing of faith, these things command and teach. Keep it before their ears. Keep it before the brethren.
Keep it to their heart. Continue. Preacher, I've heard that. You need to hear it again. I've heard all this before. You need to hear it again. Well, all these commands, preacher, we need to be commanded. We need to be commanded. We need to be taught. Because I tell you what, they're going to command some things. They're going to want you to be ripped away and change your trajectory. They're going to try their best to keep you from giving any thanks and glory to God and to turn from Him altogether is the goal. I know there's no way I can finish this. But listen, maybe the Lord let me come back to it. Verse 13, look at this. Till I come, give attendance to reading, that you're seeing gets in your mind and heart. Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. That's the speaking and the hearing and the seeing, all together. It's important what you and I set before us in these days. Whether it's our phone, our tablet, our TV, whatever it is. Listen, it's a warfare and it's going to affect us. It's going to affect our lives. And don't tell me that it doesn't affect people. Listen. You know, probably when I was a kid, if we could have carried one of them big arcade machines around with us, we would have. Wait a minute. They did. It was called a Game Boy. But there were times, you know, you knew you had to stop. But I'll tell you what, I've never seen a generation taken by a device and by these apps and these, you know, all of this, these chat rooms and social media apps and all, I mean, places where they can get in and be whoever they want to be. And talk and see whatever they want to talk about and whatever they want to see about. I've never seen people so captured. How can God get in there? They don't even know a car is fixing to hit them. How can God get in there? Well, we got to get in there the same thing, the same way that thing's got in there. Through their hearing. Can I have your attention just for a moment? Just for a second. Can I tell you something? And that's about all we get with a lot of people. It's just a moment in time. A lot of people, we get them just on a Sunday for just 30 minutes. Sometimes not even that. A lot of people. And therein, that's how you and I are going to oppose apostasy upon ourselves. I don't want it to happen to me. Do you? I don't want to even think about, you know, getting cold and carnal on God. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. I want to be in the fight when he comes, don't you? I want to be living for him, trying to, when he comes. Amen. I want you to stand. I'm done.